This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Pawtucket girls basketball coach John McNamara, the number 9 seed in the D3 tournament. Coach McNamara, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thank you. It's great to be back. I'm glad we're still playing, so we can talk.
That's right. Otherwise, we couldn't talk. Right. There you go. That's how it works. No, that's pretty cruel, though. Right. No, but you guys, and who knew we would be talking again, because you had to go out to Dover Shoreborne and take on the number 8 seeded team, came away earlier this week with that 52-47 win. So let's begin right there. So that was your the road tournament win. So tell us about that game. How was it like some of your games this year, and how was it different?
First of all, it was a great high school environment. Our fans really traveled well. We had a fan bus, and we just had a very big road crowd, so it was very balanced. A lot of these new state tournament games where the travel, you know, an hour and a half or so, limits the fans, and typically it's one-sided with the home team. So that really helped us, energized us, and we got off to a little slow start, and then we had a big run and had a 12-point lead. Late in the first half, they cut it to 8 at halftime, which I think gave them a little momentum. Second half was a little more nip and tuck. They actually tied it up late in the third quarter, and I think then we went on like 11-2 in the fourth quarter, and then we went on an 11-2 run and kind of put it away there. So up and down game, we responded well when the home team came back and tied it up. We responded and pulled out a nice road win. Like I said, and it was a great environment between the two teams' crowds.
How do you explain these runs that you had? I mean, we all see runs and we watch them in games, but how would you explain your runs in that game?
And we had like two or three of them. It's strange. I think a couple quick baskets, and then we just start feeding off it. Our defense gets better. And when you score, we can play defense, pressure defense. So I think that definitely helps. When we're cold and missing, we're not quite pressing as much. So I think it's taking care of the basketball, scoring, getting a couple quick baskets, and then it just kind of builds on itself. So, they had some runs, but theirs were like over a longer period of time, kind of a chip away, where we had a 14-0 run, I think, and that 11-2 run, and they were pretty quick hitters. So different styles of runs. But, I think it comes down to getting our defense going consistently from made hoops.
All right, one last question on that game. And every team presents different obstacles or different challenges for you, for any team. What was the challenge that Dover Shoreborne presented, you know, athletically, if you will?
Yeah, they have two very good players. One's a senior going to, I think, Hamilton maybe, the MVP of the league. And then they have a junior 6'1 guard, Brian Scalabrini's daughter from the Celtics. And she's a handful, so she was tough, and our defensive focus was trying to shut her down. And we had a couple kids step up. It was a great team defensive effort, but Kate Conover, you kind of covered her full court man-to-man, and then when Kate needed a break, Allie Cacciaputi came in, and we held her to 5 points, and I think that was the key to our game.
I do want to get to your next matchup, which is against number 1 Foxborough in just a moment, but maybe here's a question for you, a different question. As you look at the tournament games, your two tournament wins, sometimes, and you've kind of maybe touched on some of this, I get it already, but there are little moments in games or plays in games that make a difference. They could be in the first quarter, second quarter, whatever, defense, offense, little things. What do you pull out of what's happened so far to Pawtucket girls basketball this year? A couple of plays, sometimes, you know, they don't show up in the scorebook. What can you share with us? I mean, they show up in the scorebook sometimes, so don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it's you know, one of my favorite sayings is little things make the big things happen, and we got to do all the little things. And, like Ava DeBarro, who is a senior guard, comes up with 10 rebounds, has a double-double against Dover Shoreborne. Gabby Balakwa against all those bigs has 9 rebounds. Like the rebounding and the deflections, those little things that, you know, maybe people take for granted, those are what get you to move on to the next round. And usually when you want to go deep and have a good run, every game you have a few of those moments where those plays, you know, keep you afloat or stop a run from the other team, or, you know, just getting a loose ball, diving for a loose ball and getting it to a teammate. Those are the plays that people tend to forget about, because you always remember the baskets and the passes and stuff, but you need those plays to really advance in the tournament, especially when you're playing teams like Dover, Sherbrooke, and now Foxborough. You know, we're going to need a lot of those plays against Foxborough.
Yeah, and then you also have plays where someone just defensively makes a little extra effort, you know, kind of forces a pass to go where they don't want to make that pass, and then the shot selection isn't the best. But when somebody doesn't take a great shot, that's all part of the defense, really.
It is, and you know, even on the offensive end, the so-called hockey assist that doesn't get credit. Somebody passing up a good shot to get somebody a great shot, you know, and then somebody reversing the ball so that we can get the ball to the other side of the court and score. So, yeah, there's all those things add up, and, you know, good teams do those regularly.
Yeah, all about decisions. Okay, so now it's number one, Foxborough. I think they've been consistent, right, in this postseason over the years, this Foxborough program, correct?
Yeah, they won the state championship last year in Division II and have everybody back, and now they're in Division III. So they are a very good team. Well coached, college level players playing. I think they're the best team in the state. I know they lost a game in Massachusetts to Wachusett, but you look at their roster up and down. They have size, they have speed, they have shooting, they have defense. They have role players that really are good. They have kids coming off the bench that can play. They're a complete team.
No breathers there for you. That's for sure.
No. And the game is at home in Foxborough, which also is a big factor.
No, absolutely. Any Patriot children playing on that team, Coach?
Not that I know of. No, we're done with that type of thing, I hope.
Yeah. All right. Well, John, I mean, when you look at it, your season right now, 21-1. What a great season you guys have had. No matter what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you can't base everything on how it goes in the state tournament, because, you know, to make a deep run in the state tournament and to win it all, you know, you got to be good, but you also have to have lucky. You have to be lucky. You have to get a good draw and stuff. So you can't base your season on the state tournament. And, yeah, we've had a great run up until now, and, you know, we just want to go out and play our best basketball on Friday and see what happens.
All right, John, anything else you want to share with us about the team this year or the season this year?
No, I mean, I think you've supported us really well. We're a scrappy, tough team, and kids that care about the Pawtucket program and winning. And I'm proud of the group we have, and hopefully we can, you know, winning this time of year is nice because you extend your season. You get to have more practices with the kids and more games. So that's the key to winning late in the year. It extends the season and makes it more enjoyable.
Plus, John, you would get overtime, right? Overtime pay for this, right? Does that sound right?
No, I don't know if coaches get overtime pay, but that's okay. If you're doing it for the pay, it's probably not a wise decision, because I don't think you don't make the minimum wage with all the hours you put in in the background, not just at practices and games.
No, I've taken this interview in the wrong direction. I get it. I'm sorry,
No,
I'm kidding you.
If you want to go to the school board and offer, you know, make the suggestion that we should get overtime pay, that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, then John, it just becomes all about winning, and that's not what it's about. I do want to just tell our listeners, John, I mean, over the years I've seen you guys play. I mean, you guys, your players are smart. They make those great decisions, good decisions that we talk about, and you've always had talented players, and it's a great program. That's why I love talking to you and sharing the Pawtucket girls basketball story with our audience. So, John, great luck Friday. I know you might need a little bit of it, but that's the way it works out this time of year for sure.
That's true. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate all the support.
Yeah, take care. That's John McNamara with us, girls basketball coach at Pawtucket High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.